Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Mem Beis, Yevamos 42a, pagination 83, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 9 lines, the last word on the line is Hecha. We were dealing until this point with a concept of Havchana. That means that we require 3 months to elapse from the time that she was married to the previous husband until we're going to allow her to marry the new husband. We started on this topic because of the case of Yibum, where it was very serious for us to know whether or not there's a child from the first husband. If that first husband who passed away left a child, even in utero, so then that child would be his legacy, and there's no reason and no permission to do Yibum, and the woman is forbidden to her brother-in-law as an Eishes Ach, the wife of his brother. If, however, there is no child, and we've waited the Havchana period, this 3 months, then indeed there would be place for either Yibum or Chalitza, the rejection ceremony that the living brother is not willing to build a legacy for the deceased brother. But again, our biggest focus here was, what would happen if he would do Yibum to this woman, and it would be a very high level violation to live with his sister-in-law. We continued on the topic, and we observed that there's a general prohibition anytime to live with a woman until 3 months have elapsed since the death of her previous husband or the time of the divorce. And over here, this is not because it's an Eishes Ach, it's a high-level prohibition of Arayis, but rather because we simply need to know who the father truly is. Because otherwise, people can end up marrying their sister, and other complications, confusions, because we're not sure who the father really is. Our Gemara presents a different and even more far-reaching delay when a person is marrying a woman, in this case, a woman who's pregnant. The Gemara asks, Heicha dekimlan demeuberes hi? If we know that the woman is pregnant, so we know for a fact that the child belongs to the previous husband, tinase, let her get married right away. We have no confusion regarding Havchana. We know very well who the father is. Allah matanya, we learnt, lo yisa adam meuberes chaveru umenekes chaveru. It is forbidden to marry a woman who's pregnant or nursing with a child resulting from a different man. One would have to wait until 24 months after the birth so that the nursing is complete, is given its full due. And the question is why? A Havchana issue, there certainly isn't. We know who the father is. And the Gemara answers at the end of the next line, Gizera Shema Ta'asa Ubara Sandal. We're worried that a second conception could occur, and a second fetus would be present in her womb, and that fetus would compete and push against the other one, and one of them would be destroyed. Now, the concept of a second pregnancy happening is something that strikes most people with surprise. Could such a thing be? It is interesting to note that Dr. Steinberg, in his Encyclopedia of Jewish Medical Ethics, cites scientific literature that indicates that even in recent times, there is such a thing that could happen. But regardless, the Talmud considered it possible, at least in their times. We do know sometimes nishtanu hativim, things change in biology, in medicine. But it is interesting that there is medical literature on the topic. In any case, this is the first attempt of the Gemara to explain why you have to wait if she's pregnant. And the Gemara says, Ihachi didei nami. If there really was such a fear, a tangible fear, that it was reasonably likely that she would become pregnant a second time, then even a regular husband with his regular wife, no sophisticated stories, would not be allowed to be together intimately once they know that she's pregnant, because it could infringe on the first pregnancy. And that we know certainly is not true. Husband and wife are allowed to be together, continued throughout the pregnancy. So this suggestion of Tasa Ubara Sandal, maybe a new pregnancy will occur and infringe on the first pregnancy, is certainly not what the concern was based on. Counting up from the bottom, one line in the middle of the line, the Gemara makes a second suggestion, Elo Mishum Dechosa, because we're worried that he's going to push on the child and kill the child as a result. The Gemara says, Ihochi didei nami. If that's true, so every man with his wife should not be allowed to be with her because of dochsa, because we're worried that he's going to put pressure on the child and kill the child. The Gemara answers, didei chayis ilavei. A person's own child, he's not going to put that kind of pressure, and he won't kill the child. And the Gemara counters, hachanami chayis ilavei. You can rest assured that even on someone else's child, if that's possible, that a person can be careful, so he's going to be careful on someone else's child too. There's no fear that a person is purposely going to abort someone else's child. And if there's any way to avert such a concern, you can rest assured that he will do whatever he needs to do to avert such a concern. And therefore, the second thought, which was that it'll be detrimental to the first pregnancy to have a different man with her, is also knocked off. That's not a reason to refrain from allowing her, to restrain her from getting married. Ella. Rather, the Gemara says, which is the third approach, which is the one that's brought in halacha, stam uberes lemenika kaima. The reason for the prohibition for her to get married if right now she's pregnant is because typically a pregnancy results in a nursing period. It doesn't have to. There's such a thing as a nursemaid. There's such a thing as someone who will take care of the child. It doesn't necessarily have to be for 24 months, but typically a woman who's pregnant is expected typically to be nursing. And therefore we're concerned, Dilma I Avra, maybe she'll become pregnant from the second husband, Uma'achar Chelba, and the result will be that her nursing milk will dry up, V'katalein's going to end up killing the child. Asks the Gemara, Ihochi didei nami. So then every man shouldn't be allowed to be with his wife because it's going to cause, with his nursing wife, because it's going to cause closing up of the mother's milk. And it's going to injure the first child, even if it's his child. Why is it different? If it's his own child, so he's going to provide eggs and milk, meaning nutrition, and he'll be able to sustain both. The milk closes down to support the pregnancy, but the living child, the infant, will be supported from outside sources that the father will provide. Says the Gemara, Dida Nami. If she would have the infant from the first husband, they would also be mimas masala beveitzim v'cholov. they would also provide food to sustain the child. And the Gemara identifies what the problem here is. There's a problem in logistics. Lo yohev lo baal. The dynamic is that the husband, the second husband, the current husband, is going to be resentful and he's not going to provide the kind of nutrition that's necessary, that's ideal, and that's our concern. V'letav ine liyarshim. So let her go to the relatives of the first husband and get a claim in to support this infant. Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, Isha Bosha Lava Levezdin, a woman is embarrassed to go to Bezdin, Vihoreges Espina, and he says very harshly, Rashi says it doesn't mean directly she's going to kill the child, it means the child will end up by default falling through the cracks of bureaucracy. Who's responsible for this child? And Benkach Ubenkach, as a result of the debates between his family and her and everybody, the child's not going to be provided for properly. And therefore, a global restriction was in place that a woman cannot get married until the 24 months have elapsed, so that the infant from the first husband will be out of the nursing stage into the regular food stage. And at that point, we're confident the child will be provided for, but this extra nutrition that would be required if nursing was not available to him, that's a concern, that extra nutrition would not be provided, and therefore such a restriction is in place. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.